The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But one of the storylines in this game that I think is so interesting, that really hasn't gotten a lot of run this week, is that Chase Young's playing decent football. His sack total is low. So if you just look at his football card and you see 3.5 sacks, that's not impressive, but he's coming off 10 pressures last week, which ties his career high. He's actually been one of the more successful pass rushers in the league in terms of win rate and pressures on the season, top five in the NFL. He's positioned better, Danny, to go out and have a big game against Washington this week.
He's actually due, and not just because he hasn't played well, but because he has and hasn't gotten a lot of the counting stats that come with it.
But a year ago, when he played against the Commanders, not long after they traded him to San Francisco, as part of that rotation, he was kind of struggling. It had fallen out of favor. If you remember, there were some questions at that time after some clips were circulating online where he quit on plays and stuff. Maybe he wasn't in a good head place, I don't know. But he clearly was not a guy they were planning on bringing back already. It wasn't going well. That hasn't been the case in New Orleans, where he got decent money. He's come in, and he's played at a pretty high level without the sacks to show for it. But this is the second time now he's playing the Commanders. So I guess the question is, what is people's intrigue in that storyline? Are you over it? Because it's a different regime than the one that drafted him. Uh-huh. The people that decided not to give him his fifth-year rookie option have all left the building. We also got the Chase Young revenge game already. It wasn't very vengeful. He had one tackle and did nothing else for the 49ers last year. But we saw him play against Washington in a road game last season. I guess it was a home game. It was at home against Brock Purdy had a big day. They lost 27-10 against San Francisco. But it's the second time he's played him. There's a lot of reasons why maybe this wouldn't be that interesting to people anymore.
Yeah, I get the sense that most people are over it and moved on. I am not. You're much better at this than I am. When I get screamed at for years about something and I was right and other people weren't, I need more. I just want everyone to face it. I need everybody that yelled at me for so long to have to swim in their incorrectness and everything else. I keep score. So for a lot of people, I think they've kind of moved on and don't really care. But for me, last year, I think there was a little bit of air out of the balloon because Washington was so bad. Everyone was going to get fired. The regime that drafted him, who was terrible, was going to get fired. This team was going nowhere anyway. San Francisco's good. They're going to come in here and beat the brakes off you. He'll barely be a factor and sort of that's that. Who cares? But this now, there's something on this, right? This matters for Washington. Probably matters a lot less for New Orleans. Young is probably, you know, trying to get himself a free agent deal at some point. But for Washington, there's something on the line here. You win this game, your postseason chances go through the roof. If he plays spoiler, if he has a sack fumble late in this one, then all the people that got real quiet for the last couple of years will come out of the woodwork and see, I told you, Chase Young a baller, though, and game wrecker and all the other incorrect things that people will say. But there's a lot more on this one here this time around for Washington. And that kind of, to me, raises the stakes a little bit. So This is like my number one or two storyline in here after Washington going to the postseason, obviously, and you know, Jaden Daniels and everybody else playing well and kind of capitalizing on a down team. But I'm very in on the storyline. I get the sense I'm in the dramatic minority, though.
I think you are. I don't know. We can open up the phones on this and try to touch the people and try to take a temperature. But I can say I'm opposite you in a sense. Like, that does not mean I'm not interested in what happens with Chase Young's career. I will always be interested in that. He was the number two pick. He was viewed as this generational talent that was going to be the next great pass rusher in the league. People like me, who are not scouts, but who talk to all the people who do that for a living, whether it's scouting or being in a front office or mm-hmm. what have you, we were told this guy was kind of can't miss, that he's going to be awesome. And so this idea that he missed, and some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, some of which has gotten out there, some of which hasn't, and maybe over years will, but some of the work habits and the, you know, the off-the-field burning of the candle at both ends, and you know, the things that led to maybe Chase Young just never really reaching his full promise and falling out of the good graces of the previous regime and staff, both based on performance and, you know, some of the other stuff that they didn't love about his time here. It makes me interested in what becomes of him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking, is this a storyline this weekend that I care a lot about? I would say no to that. And that's the question for you guys on the mm-hmm. phones at 800-636-1067. Do you find yourself particularly intrigued by Chase Young playing Washington? The Chase Young angle of this game, a quote-unquote revenge game, yes or no? 800-636-1067. Doesn't mean I don't think he can beat him with a big play, because I think he could go out and have a sack or two
yeah.
or have some TFLs. He's playing really well. But we got this game once. Like last year, right after they traded him, when they had just broken up, and you went to the same party he was going to be at. That was interesting to me. He came to your stadium. Mm-hmm. You didn't go visit him. He was back on the sideline in Landover, Maryland, with the team you traded him to about a month and a half after that, roughly. And by the way, he didn't do anything in the game. He had one tackle, as I mentioned. But that was the story. So you've already had that. It's another team removed. And the proof's kind of even more in the pudding. Like, the jury has returned the verdict. He's a guy.
Right.
A guy who's playing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just kind of lost some of the passion for it, I guess.
Yeah, which I get. I mean, to me, the passion is, if Washington was like they were last year, first year of a rebuild, this was a team that was going to win four games or five games and pick in the top seven or eight, I wouldn't care the same way. But because there's so much on the line here, and this, you know, the guy we spent so much damn time and energy and focus and discussion items on is now on the other side in a more meaningful game. Like last year's San Francisco game meant nothing to me. You know what I mean? It's like I actually rooting for him to get beaten up so nobody gets to hide. So nobody gets to pretend that we're actually better than we play. We really are. I wanted none of that. I wanted no cover for any of the losers that were running this thing for so long, right? So now there's a lot. This game matters a huge amount.
That's another point.
And that's kind of my angle here.
It does matter a lot, for sure. But it, you know, Cam Jordan can wreck the game more than Chase Young.
Totally.
I care more about him. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, it matters. It matters that any player on the Saints, you know, if Paulson Adebo was healthy, I pick him because his name is Paulson, which I find really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But if Paulson Adebo was healthy, he could beat them too.
Uh-huh.
And it matters. It doesn't matter more because it's Chase Young, in my opinion. But that's the other thing. If Rivera was still here, luckily that's not the case. You know, if
you imagine
the front office was the same, yeah, that's interesting. Because Chase Young is trying to get back at the guys that he feel like, you know, still probably feels like did him wrong. Those guys are all gone. It's a completely different cast of characters. He didn't even really break up with this group.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.